I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of Outdoor News, sponsored by Fleet Farm, serving the outdoors since 1955.
Last week, I reported that the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources had confirmed the presence of chronic wasting disease in Polk County, which is along the Wisconsin-Minnesota border. A short time later, the Wisconsin DNR reported CWD in another Wisconsin-Minnesota border county. I'll tell you where when we return, but first...
You wanted them? You got them! Even more Black Friday Now deals at Fleet Farm. Save on delicious Bear Creek soup mixes, 3 for $9. Plus, take 20% off all Lego sets. Spend $100 on Under Armour, get a $30 Fleet Farm gift card free. And stock up on Nut and Berry bird food, 20 pounds for just $24.99. Shop Black Friday Now at Fleet Farm, home of everything you need for everyday life.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin DNR says a wild deer has tested positive for chronic wasting disease in Trempealeau County. That's a Mississippi River border county across from Winona, Minnesota. The deer was harvested in the town of Hale. That's in the northern portion of Trempealeau County, probably 25 miles from the Mississippi River. The deer was a hunter-harvested 3-year-old doe and is the first confirmed wild deer CWD positive detected in the county. The detection will cause Trempealeau and adjacent Jackson County to renew the baiting and feeding bans that were already in place. Nearby Eau Claire County currently has a baiting and feeding ban in place from positive detections within that county. The Wisconsin DNR asks deer hunters in Trempealeau, Jackson, and Eau Claire counties to help with efforts to identify where CWD occurs on the landscape by having their deer tested for the disease. More CWD in border country.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of Outdoor News.
Read more at OutdoorNews.com.